The shoebox full of old letters threatens to become a thing of the past. With email, texting, and cell phones offering unlimited long-distance calling, communication comes more easily these days. But letter writing still has its advocates, and those advocates have their own month. April is National Letter Writing Month, an event started by the U.S. Postal Service and picked up by stationers. One of them is Egg Press, who donated correspondence kits to the Rapid City Public Library. Several women gathered earlier this week to pick up kits and begin the challenge of writing 30 letters in a month. They were there for various reasons. One elderly woman wants to send a letter a day to a friend who will soon die. Others want to let friends and relatives know they're loved and appreciated. SDPB's Victoria Wicks spoke with some of those women, as well as with her uncle and aunt, who carried out their courtship in 1951 by mail.
June 5th, 1951. Dear Gordon, this is really against my usual policies, writing to a boy first. But since it is you, I will make this one exception, ha. I really did have a nice time Saturday night, though, Gordon, and I guess I did promise to write you, didn't I?
Dear Betty, I'm not much of a hand at writing letters, but I'll try my luck. I was really glad to get your letter, and I was thinking for a while you had forgot all about me, and I don't want you to ever do that.
These letters were written in the first week after Betty Nye met Gordon Wicks at a dance in Carpenter, South Dakota. Her cousins were in the band, and Gordon was taking tickets at the door. For a year afterward, they wrote letters to each other almost daily. Betty was in nursing school in Sioux Falls, and after graduation, working at the hospital in Brookings, while Gordon was traveling, working on the railroad.
Sometimes I was in Tracy, Minnesota, and spent the night there in a caboose. Next night, I was probably in Sioux City, Iowa, and sleeping in a caboose there, and then Oaks, North Dakota, and back, and pier, and spend the night in a caboose. And so that's just about my traveling bed.
The letters now fill a large shoebox. They've been bundled with rubber bands that have broken after becoming brittle with time. The last time the couple took them out and read them to each other was on their 60th anniversary, June 1st, almost 5 years ago.
We got to read them, you know, through the years. I didn't know I really loved her that much. Every other sentence, I love you, I love you.
It is a way to tell people that you really do care about them because you took time to sit down and actually write that letter.
Janet Parr is the programming librarian. She talks about letter writing now when we have options for communicating that did not exist in 1951.
Rather than just shooting off a quick text or an email or even a phone call, it's very personal and it says that you care.
Parr says teen librarian Taylor Calderon initiated the idea of having letter writing events at the library and the proposal stirred memories.
I immediately thought of a letter that I have from my father, which is actually very special to me since he died probably about 12, 13 years ago. And so I just hold on to that letter. It doesn't really say much, you know, in particular other than he loves me. And it's just a very nice keepsake.
Perhaps somebody will keep it if it's a very sentimental letter or something meaningful to them.
Donna Robinson joins the letter writing group at the library. She has a list of about 17 people to write to and plans to expand the list as the month progresses. She says for the most part, the letters aren't meant to be keepsakes.
But for the most part, I just want to say bring a little surprise into their day. Bring a little recognition into maybe something that they've been doing, like maybe the local postman or maybe the local librarian or a neighbor.
Robinson appreciates the potential artistry in mailed messages.
I enjoy beautiful cards, like when I go to a craft fair or something. I have a small collection of cards that I've even kept through the years and put up on a bulletin board.
One artistic touch threatens to become a dying art, penmanship. Both Betty and Gordon Wicks's letters are penned in very distinctive and lovely handwriting. Robinson says she once had that skill, too.
I had developed what I thought was terribly unique style of writing, a kind of combination of my mom's beautiful cursive and my dad's kind of flowing italics.
But she says now that typing is more common than handwriting, her penmanship has slipped.
It's just not as fluid as it was in the past.
Letter writing is a deliberate act. You sit and think and write with a pen or pencil or whatever, and there's no need to rush unless you think you might miss the day's post. Teen librarian Taylor Calderon says there's a movement among young people to gravitate to that more leisurely and mindful way of communicating.
Something that I've noticed just in this new year is people, you know, in their 20s or, you know, in their late teens, as they're getting into work more and things like that, they're kind of realizing that it's a lot. And they're, like, deciding deliberately to slow down. That whole slow movement is really, like, a big thing right now. So I think letter writing, too, is a part of that.
Calderon notes one possible civilizing aspect to letter writing, that intentionality might tamp down the spite, hatred, and venom writers on social media spew forth.
You really have to sit back and think about those hurtful things that you're saying because you're taking a while longer to write them. So if you are disgruntled or something like that, it's different than putting something out there on social media. You know, you're actually taking the time to write a letter.
Calderon will work with teens during this month to convince them that it's worth their time to sit and write on paper. She could take a lesson from my Aunt Betty. Betty Wick still writes letters and puts written messages in birthday cards. Not too long ago, she figured out a way to get her grandson to write back.
A birthday card to my grandson. I put in a self-addressed envelope with a stamp on it and a little note card in there and put his return address up on the corner, so I did get an answer.
This June, Betty and Gordon Wicks will celebrate their 65th wedding anniversary. Perhaps by then, Betty will have sorted the letters and bound them with ribbon or yarn, now that she knows rubber bands won't last. And maybe on their anniversary, they'll read to each other those first letters they wrote to each other that ended like this.
I'll see you Sunday evening, then, after you win that ball game, that is. Hope you don't have too much trouble finding this place. Thanks for everything the other night. Good night for now, Betty. Mm. Didn't even say I love you.
I hope you didn't think I was going to give you a line Saturday because I meant every word, and I still think I'm in love with you because I've never felt this way before. Bedtime. Good night, darling. Love, Gordon.
He wrote that 5 days after they met, and they say emails fast. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.